We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We will discuss now Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda by Maaser Sheni, who argues and he holds that a Shagi like Kiddush or Mezik Kiddush. Now, if a Mezik Kiddush, that means he holds his mom and head yet. So why Veshagi like Kiddush? And also going to explain Rameya Shita. Rameya says Hekesh Mezik Kiddush, Shagi like Kiddush. Now, if he holds Behekesh Mezik Kiddush, what's Pshat? Because it goes to Chulin and therefore it works. So Veshagi also to work. Why like Kiddush? We'll explain both Rameya by Hekesh Veshagi like Kiddush, and we'll explain Rabbi Yehuda by Maaser Sheni Veshagi like Kiddush. That's what we're going to explain that like right now. Zok the Gemara, Zok the heading to the Gemara. Behekesh Mezik Kiddush, Veshagi like Kiddush to Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Veshagi Kiddush, Mezik like Kiddush. And Rabbi Yehuda is more kipshuta because Rabbi Yehuda holds like this, Bishayeg, which is Hektish Bishayeg, which goes out Lechulin, and it's Kiddush. But Mezid, he holds but Mezid, doesn't go Lechulin, therefore it's not Kiddush because it does not go Lechulin when you make Me'ilah but Mezid. So now the Gemara is going to deal with the Maaser Sheni Bishayeg according to Rabbi Yehuda doesn't work, and Hektish Bishayeg according to Rameya does not work. Omar Rav Yaakov, Shamit Minei de Rav Yechanan Tarati. I heard two things from Rav Yechanan. Shugas Mais Rabbi Huda, Shugas Mais Sheni Rabbi Huda, and Shugas Hekesh Ramei, and Shugas Hekesh Ramei, that both of them don't work. Shneim ain't Isha Meskadesh for him. Both of them, the Isha is not Meskadesh for him. Chodo, one of them, the reason is Fishen Isha writes it, because the Isha, since it's a Shaykh, no one knows about it, the Isha doesn't want it. But Chodo Fishen Shneim writes him. The other one is because they both don't want. Velay Diamond now, I'm not sure which one, Hekesh Mais Sheni, which one is both of them don't want. Now Rashi explains, what's the difference if one doesn't want it, the both don't want? Now, the mean is, if you ask her and she says she doesn't care, so then you don't have to check with him. Because if it's only worried about her, so you're not worried about him, you don't have to check with him. But if you hold Shneim and writes, we have to check with both of them. So that's why, that's the nafkamina. Now, he doesn't know which one's which. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Nechzi Anan. Let's see it myself. I'll explain it to you. Maaser, by Maaser Sheni, I lo nichelo. She is not interested in getting Maaser Sheni for Kedushin. Why? Because what does she got to do with this parish? She got to bring up Yerushalayim. It's the biggest pain in the neck. It's a mitzvah, but it's tercha d'orcha. It's not her mitzvah. She got it for money. And now she has to bring up the Yerushalayim Tzidkus. She's not happy about that. And therefore, if she would have known it's my Yerushalayim, she would not have accepted it. Therefore, b'shagi like Kiddush. But Iyu Nichalei, the nickname is Semela. He loves this. It's basically free for him. He didn't want to have to bring the Yerushalayim anyway, and he gives it to the Yerushalayim because that's just, so he wants it. That's why b'shagi, it's only because she doesn't want. And if you find that she wants it, it's fine. Ela Hektish Tavar le Nichalei, they both don't want it. The Nischa Hektish Al Yadayah, they both don't want that Hektish should happen. Hekesh should go to Chulin because of her and because of him. They both don't like it. And therefore, they have a Shaygig like Kiddush because they didn't mean that. Alright, Rabbi Yaakov said he was Mesufik. So Rabbi Yaakov, Oma Ipcha Mastavri, you could say the opposite way. Some of the Gersa that Otu Ipcha Miloy. It's possible. Ipcha Mastavra. Mila Ikla Meimar, Meiser, Ihu Ilay Nichlei, Shundir Chorcha. She doesn't like it because she has to bring it up. He doesn't like it because he's chayiv in the einsim. What does it mean he's chayiv in the einsim? So Rashi has two pshat why he's chayiv in the einsim. One pshat Rashi is, the way Tosfos learns, is that this Maaser Sheni that he gives her has no value here. Since you have to bring up Yerushalayim, it only gets the value in Yerushalayim. And that's where the Kedushin happens. Now, who's responsible? If it doesn't make it to Yerushalayim, it won't be a Kedushin. So technically speaking, he's still responsible in the einsim. And therefore, he's not really happy about this. He doesn't want to have either Maaser Sheni. He doesn't want to be responsible and make sure he gets there to make the Kedushin. Therefore, both of them do not want it. That's Rashi, one Pshat Rashi, what it means Orcha Donsa. The other Pshat is that maybe he's not Chayiv and Einsin, but if something happens in the way, he'll feel responsible. And therefore, he doesn't want him to be upset at him. That's why he's not happy about it. First Pshat is because he's Chayiv and Einsin. I can ask me if it's Chayiv and Einsin. Chayiv and Einsin has to bring it to himself anyway. So Rashi explains it's more common for Isha to lose it, to get attacked by robbers than a man, and therefore it's a bigger chance he'll lose it in the Urcha. But either way, he doesn't like Hektish because he's Chayiv and Einsin. Two Pshatim Rashi. Either Pshat is because he's Chayiv and Einsin Taka, or because even if he's not Chayiv, but if it gets lost, he'll be upset. Ela Hektish, Vishlam Eila Nichle Nisla Hektish Yodash. She doesn't want to be the cause for the Hektish to be Mechul. Ela Yu, even though he has to pay back the Hektish, Mamila Nichle, the Nichle Yisrael, right now he's getting for free. If he doesn't have money, right now he's using money. He needs money right now to make Kedushin, he uses the money. Okay, I have to pay it back. Okay. But the Maisa, it's worth for him. So that's why maybe he wants it. That's why Rabbi Yaakov said this is the Svar of Fakir also. Therefore, he wasn't sure which Svar is Dikka Svar. But the Maisa, Pshan our Mishnah is that the reason why Shaykh does not work is because they didn't want to do that Kedushin Mishaykh. Either one of them didn't want it, or both of them didn't want it. Either way, that's the Pshat Mishaykh. That means if you're Rabbi Yehuda, for example, he was Maaser Sheni Mamon Hedyot, the Maisa to work, so Shaykh is because we're afraid maybe she or he did not want this to happen. Therefore, it's not a Kedushin. Isha. Ain't miskadeshes. According to Rabbi Amar, let's say Rameyer holds Isha is not miskadeshes. Let's say by the case of Hektish. So moyo is mouse yes khulun. So money go khulun. La mayse they used it. I'm like, lay, ish aims kadesh, it's excuses to work. Moyo is hey khatz khulun. How should money go khulun? Which means the one that have in the hell, maybe just trying to use it already is called me'ila. And it goes khulun. Mar says no. It has to be a khalois. If it's no khalois, it's not going to go le khulun. Not a shayla. Boim ne'er avchia ba'ovim rav chista. But mecha ma'i. What's the halacha by mecha? And the way Rashi learns is, by mecha is a kaina or not. If you bought the ma'i's hekes b'shaykik, is a kaina or not, and therefore go l'chulin also, if it's kaina. But that's the question, is because maybe someone's not so makpid there. It's not clear why mecha will be different. Amalei af mecha le'kana. I hold the same thing. Mecha is not, also not kaina. By mecha also is not kaina. So it comes out, according to Rameyah, the only way to b'chayiv me'ila, b'shaykik, and the only time is the carbon is b'shaykik. He holds the maize that goes to chulin, but the only carbon is only the chayav by shaygig. So the only way to be chayav me'ila, according to Rameyah, by Akhtesha, is only by oichla hektesh. You ate hektesh. But if you use maiz hektesh, there's no me'ila over there because it's not going to chulin. Eisem, ask you a kasha. A kasha from Rameyah. It says in a Mishnah me'ila, chemvenikav al-bayi, it's the Rameyah, udayim chemvenikav shachani. What are we talking about? We're talking about over here is that a gizbar gave a bundle of money to the shachani. So if the halacha is that if he gives it to him, trurim lo yishtamish behem, he's not allowed to use it. If he gives a bundle up, the shulchani, which is a money changer, can't use his money. And therefore, if he used it, the shulchani is chayav me'ila, not the gizbar, because you weren't allowed to use it. But if he gave it to him not wrapped up, then the halacha is that it's a gizbar's problem, because he knows the shulchani is going to use it. That's what he does for a living. He knows he's going to use it. And therefore, it's the gizbar who is responsible, not the shulchani, because it's like he's telling him to use it. That's the halacha by a shulchani, a money changer. Now, if it's a baal bayis, and that if you give him money, tzurim umutarim, if it's wrapped or not wrapped, he cannot use it. And therefore, the halacha is that there it's always the me'ila of the baal bayis, because no one asks you to use it. And if you use it, he's the chayav me'ila. But a chemini is machlekes. Wait, look at a chemini. Is it a guy who shouldn't use the money because he has to buy his chayra, his merchandise? Or they give him merchandise on credit, he doesn't need money. So that's machlekes. So one man there says, Rameh says, Chemni kabal bayis. Rameh, he's not allowed to use it. Even though it's mutar, he's not allowed to use it because it's not an oimid for him to use it. Rab, Yehuda ima chemni ka shulchani. A chemni is like a shulchani who you expect him to use it. Adkan lekom, for the whole machlek is between Rameh and Rab Yehuda, el de marasov a chemni ka shulchani, marasov a chemni kabal bayis. One man there says, Chemni is like a shulchani, and one man there says, Chemni kabal bayis. So the kuli amam, haitzi ma, but everyone agrees that if he used it, yamila. If you use something me'ila b'shaygig, it's not, it doesn't work according to Rameh. It's not me'ila. So what's going on over here? It's a kasha. It's at the claw here. Rameh agrees that it goes a chulin. So the Gemara, Rameh drav the Yehuda kama. Lididim haitzi nami lami not me'ila anyway. Elididach, you saying that a chevani is like a shulchani and therefore is considered the me'ila of the gizbar, but that's not true. Lididim haitzi nami lami. Elididach, oily mia, the chevani is called bias and therefore it's called bias is me'ila. Amalei loy. Or who says no, loy is like a shulchani. He has din like a shulchani. It's like upon him. That's how we have pshat. We figured out pshat in Rameyer. And Rameyer holds that b'shoigig is not kiddush. Why? Because he didn't want it. And if he didn't want it, the Gemara says, does not go l'chulin, and therefore there's no me'ilah shekeis. The only time it's me'ilah b'shoigig going to Rameyer is only if you actually eat hektish. And we asked the kashrut of the Mishnah me'ilah, and we said, no, that was the dvara of the Rav Yehuda.